on Simen Zayin, Sif Gimel. Hitel Mayim. A person was Matal Mayim, he urinated. Bisiach Datai Milahatel Mayim. And he was Mesiach Das, that means the urination was sufficient already. He's not in the middle of this process. He finished, and he doesn't need any more to be Matal Mayim. Acharkach, and afterwards, Nimlach, Vihitel Mayim Pamacheres. And then there was a new urge to urinate, and he urinated again. Tzorech levorech beis pa'omim asher yotza. So the Mechaber paskins, he has to make two broches asher yotza. Now, we started explaining yesterday, but let us say one mahalach. With this we can understand, we'll try to explain the das of the Mechaber. We had mentioned yesterday, let us speak about Birchas Hamozen. In Birchas Hamozen, there are two factors to consider. There's the Achille, Va'achalto, then there's Visavoto, there's the Sviye. He became satisfied from the Achille. And after these two factors is uverachto, there's a chiv to make a broche on the achila. Now, let us just go one mahalach, which is the Shitas HaChazenish. The Shitas HaChazenish is as follows. The chiv broche is for the maisa achila. When one, the achila is machayev a broche. But there's a halacha that kol zman, he is still soveya. So it seems the maisa achila, the accomplishment of the maisa achila is still around. So we consider that the achila is still around. So he can still make the brocha on the achila. Even though the achila was, let's say, 40 minutes ago, but since the accomplishment of the achila is still kayim, so he can still make a brocha on the achila. Let's say it's nis'akol hamozein, so now he's hungry, so then it's too late to make a brocha on the maisa achila. Now let us speak about the din of Birchas HaShayotza, and let us compare these two halachas. That by HaShayotza, one makes a broche on Psichas HaNekovim. He makes a broche on Psichas HaShayim, we say in the broche HaShayim, Yisosei Mechob Mehem, Rachmanan Etzlon, the openings, would become sosum yevshalishkayim, it's impossible to exist. So whenever we have psichas hanekovim, so we are mechuyev to make a broche that there was psichas hanekovim. So now, let us speak what the Mechaber is speaking about. The Mechaber is speaking about as follows. Hitel mayim, there was a psichas hanekovim. This was, let's say, this was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We see Ardati Melhatamayim. So he's finished with this psichas hanekovim, and the emison, he's mechuyev for these psichas hanekovim. He's mechuyev to make a broche, but he didn't make a broche. Va'achakach, and afterwards, nimlach v'hitol mayim pamacheres, and then there was a new psichas hanekovim. So, between you and me, there were two pu'ulois which created a chiyev broche. The first psichas hanekovim, which was 5 o'clock, he's mechuyev to make a broche on that. He didn't make a broche. An avlam, he didn't make a broche, but he's there's a chiyuv brocha on those psichas nekovim. Then he made, there was a new psichas on the kovim, 6 o'clock. So now he is mechuyev for this new psichas on the kovim. So there are two pu'ulas, which both of these pu'ulas are mechayev him abroche. Each psiche is mechayev abroche b'ashayot. So the mechaber says, Sorich levorich beis ponim ashayotza. So therefore he has to make twice abroche ashayotza from the first psichas hanekovim for the second psichas hanekovim. That is what the mechaber is saying. But let us see now how the Mishnah Brura understood the Mechaber. Veis pa'omim kidemotinu le'inyan tefillah. So now the Mishnah Brura brings a comparison. We find by davening shimto v'lehispalo shachas mispalo minche shtayim. So he davens twice mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah is making a meridike comparison. That means there's a din in tefillah, there's a tefillah of shachas. The tefillah of shachas, there's a certain zman when you can daven shachas. Fine. He didn't daven shachas. And now by mincha, he's davening mincha. So b'shas is davening mincha, there is a kula, you could now be mashlem tefillah shachas. You could now be mashlem tefillah shachas by tefillah mincha. There's a din tashlumim. And let us just say one ha'ore. I mean, it just doesn't work so posh. If he was a shoygik, he didn't daven shachas. So then there's a din tashlumim, not one is not zeiche tashlumim for all cases. There's certain conditions when he's zeiche, when he can be mashlim, and the din tashlumim is by the next tefillah. When I'm davening now mincha, so now I have the capability of being mashlim tefillah shach. Now, so the mechaber, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is explaining it. The mechaber understood. There was a chiyuv to make asher yotza on the psicha rishoyne, which was 5 o'clock. There was a chiyuv. Now, when I make the psicha shniye, so I can't make any more the broch on the psicha rishoyne. So, but al kaponim, there's a din tashlumim. I could be mashlim this broche. So therefore, by the second Asher Yotza, so I'm now in the process of making Birchus Asher Yotza. So by this brocha, I can chaparayin and be mashlim the brocha, the Asher Yotza and the brocha rishayne. The Birur Halacha says, so l'chayre, if we're comparing it to Shlumei Tvila, he was a shoygeik, it was amazing. There shouldn't be a din tashlumim. We're comparing the second ashayota to tashlumei tefillah. About al kolponim, that is pshat in the mechaber. Now let's go a little further. Aval harbe ma'achroinim chilkim al psakse. There are many achroinim which disagree. V'soivrim d'shani tefillah shehu b'mokim kolbim, v'shayich b'y tashlumim. That means this din you can make up, you can be mashlim, is not the, you have a second chance. That's a miyuchedik din in kolbonis, in tefillah, which is daimel kolbim. That's a miyuchedik din that you could be mashlim. So memele, so, and they hold Asher Yotza has no shaykhis to tefillah. Asher Yotza is a birchus haido. I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shloim that there was a psichus on the cover, but this is not tefillah. So don't compare birchus Asher Yotza to tashlumei tefillah. And what do they do compare it to? Ma she'ein ken kasher yotza shi birchus haido. יאיצא בידו אחס על הרבה פעמים, כי מי שאוכל שתי פעמים וישיח דתי בינתיים, שמבורך ביחס המוזין אחס על שתיים. Now, let us see what they're saying. Now, there's a very interesting halacha. There's a halacha in Hilchos Birchos HaMozin, a person ate. And let's make it interesting. The doctor told him, that's it, you have to stop. That's it. Fine. No, he's going to listen. He decided to stop. Fine. He's going to stop. So he's going to stop eating. He's going to bench. That was when the doctor told it to him, then he was up to listening to the doctor. When the doctor left, and he had another day or so, again, his stomach was talking, his Yetzer Hara was talking, he had already they was getting different opinions, he should eat again. But he decided to eat again. Now, this person, so let us just understand what happened. He had made up his mind, he's going to stop eating. So there's a hesach hadas from achila. So halachically, he's mechuyif to bench. Now you're mechuyif to bench. Okay. He's mechuyif. No. So he's mechuyif to bench. He's mechuyif to bench now. If he decides to eat, he has to make a mitzvah. He was Messiah Das from eating already. I mean, this is considered a new suda. He was Messiah Das from eating. This is a new suda. So therefore, he has to make a new mitzvah. This is a new suda. So now, let us go back. We said before that the Chiyah Birchas HaMozin is for the Achila. Each Achila is Machiyah Birchas HaMozin. There was one Achila that was before. He was Messiah Das from that Achila, so he's finished with that Achila. Then there was a second Achila, and now he has two Chiyuvei Birchas HaMozin in front of him. He's Mechuyif for the first Achila, he's Mechuyif for the second Achila. And there the halacha is that you bench once, and since it's a Hidor, it will pattern on the second, on the first Achila, even though he did the wrong thing, he should have benched before he started eating again. That's the halacha. He should have benched before. But Al Kaponim, if he didn't do that, and now he has two chiyuvei broche and two achilas, so the halacha is you make one birchas haidor and it patters all of them. So memelis and achrayim say this true. There's two hatolas mayim. It was Atolos Mayim before, then he was finished with that. He should have made Ashiyot. He didn't make Ashiyot. Now there's a new Atolos Mayim. So there's two Chiyuvim to make a Birchas Haido on these two Pu'ulas. So don't compare this to Tvila. This is not Tvila. That's a Din. I mean, you can think of Din as Tvila. There's a Din Tashlumen. There is no Din Tashlumen. So, but this is a bit, it's not Tvila, it's a Birchas Haido. And by Birchas Haido, we have our guidelines that a Birchas Haido, one Haido will pater all Chiyuvim. So therefore, they disagree with the Mechaber. They hold you make one Asher Yotza, and will pater everything. We have here a Mechaber, we have here a Chayinim. Yes, l'halkum b'sofik bracha, so what should one do? Make one bracha, don't. L'chatchile nochin lizoir, l'vor tekev asher yotza achar atolos mayim, l'shem yitzach oid achar kak v'atol mayim, v'hud him b'gdeilim. We have here a machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah was not machriya, that halacha is like the second day. He just said, we have a machlekes, I can't tell you to do like the Mechaber. If there's a chaynim that holds, you're not allowed to do like the Mechaber. But al kaponim, one should avoid such a situation, and therefore, he should make sure to make that shiyotza right away. Fine. Sif Dalet. Ein shir lahashtin mayim. Now, the brocha shiyotza is no shir how much he has to be mashtin, ki apilu letipa achas chayim lavorech. שמיסוסם הנקם לא הציע טיפה היא או יקו שלו עם בחיים לא הידס. שיש בחיים לא הידס. סיבחס. יסעתב בציצס ויבורך מעומד. So now the Mechaber is telling us two halachas. There's a din ituf by tzitzis, which later we will elaborate exactly what that is. That, and that's the maisa ha-mitzvah, and then there's a bichus ha-mitzvah. So the Mechaber is telling us that sai the maisa ha-mitzvah of ituf and sai the bichus ha-mitzvah, both of them should be done standing. Now, Yisatev v'tzitzis miyad acha netilus yadayim. Now, the Mechaber is speaking about the talus cotton, and the Mechaber is speaking about, we'll have later homachlekes, you can make ituf by a talus cotton also. We'll speak how it's done, but al kaponim, there are shittas that hold, you make ituf by a talus cotton. And that's what the Mechaber is speaking about. So he woke up in the morning, now he's going to make ituf on his talus cotton. So yisatev b'tzitzis, v'yivorech mu'umid, v'yad acha netilus yadayim, kedei shelo yevlech arba amos b'loy tzitzis. Now he should wash his hands, that means he eats negel vaser, and right after the netilus yadayim, so he'll be able to make the broche. He'll be able to make the broche. So Memele is making a broche. So we'll see that other people don't make a broche on a talus cotton. But he was speaking about he's making a broche. He's making ituf. So after the tilus yadayim, this is what he should do. Kedesh layelech arba ames b'loy tzitzit. So this is Amir de Gezach, that we see there is an inyan not to walk Taladamas without tzitzis. So Memela, so the first opportunity you have now to put on the tzitzis, so you should put on the tzitzis and you make the baruch and the ituf. Mu'umid. Talus cotton. It's a talus cotton. Yeah, if you wear, so the meaning is if you have a talus cotton, you part of the talus cotton. So then there's no brocha, and then it could be you can do it sitting. That but here we're speaking about that he's making a brocha on the talus cotton. Mu'umid rosiloyma ha'atife the ituf la brocha shtein bamide. Da atife, now the maisa atife mishum tuchsiv lochem. It says Lochem by the parsha of Tzitzis, V'yachinik Zereshove, Ma'imer Dersiv Gamke Lochem, U'ba'imer Ksiv Mahochel Chermesh Ba'koma, V'darshinem Ba'koima. So by Oimer, we darshan Ba'koima, which means Sviras Oimer should be done standing. So Memele, so that's why the Atifa should be Ma'umet, we learn now from Sviras Oimer. So that's why the Mechaber is telling us to make sure that Tifa should be standing, the Brocha should be standing. This is Lechatchila, this is the proper way the Tifa and Brocha should be made. The Yavid Yotze B'shtei B'choltav. V'yiskimu Roi V'achroinim, the Lechatchila Tzorech Liyos, HaBrocha Koidem HaTifa. One makes the broche before the atife. The hainu b'shoshu oichzoi b'yodoi v'roitze lihisateif boi. He's holding it in his hand and he wants to make the ituf. He's before the ituf. He did not at all start the ituf process, but he's holding it in his hand to make the ituf. V'zehu oiva lasiyosan mamish. This is called oiva lasiyosan. That means by mitzvahs, there's a miyuchadik halacha kol ha-mitzvahs mavorech alein oiva lasiyosan, that by a mitzvah, one should make sure that the bracha should be said right before the mitzvah. It should be simultaneous, the mitzvah right after the bracha. So memele, so he's holding the talis,
and he's about to make the ito, so that is called oivel asiyosam. V'lo yagdim b'sho shaday natalas mekupelis, tzeo oivel the oivel. But if he has a folded talus in front of him, and here he's holding the talus, and then in order to make the ito, he's going to unfold the talus, and then he's going to make the ito. So that's called oiva the oiva. That means he's first going to unfold the talus and then make the ito. So this is called oiva the oiva. Like, for example, by tefillin, one makes the brocha when the tefillin is on the muscle. If the tefillin is over here, he's holding the tefillin in his hand, that's called oiva the oiva. That means that when the you're about to make the kshiras at tefillin, that's when you make the brocha. Now when it's over, that's called oiva lasiyosa. So here by the talus, if you have a folded talus in front of you, so that's called oiva da oiva. So the dishu is ma'ira from the Lashon Rishon Berurah, it would seem that what is, if the talus is open, it's not folded, it's open, I'm holding the talus in front of me, that is considered oiva lasayosim. They don't have to unfold the talus, but he says that it means the minig of a lot of gedolim, that they first made the bracha when he's holding the talus in back of him, and that's the preferable zman to make the bracha on the talus. Fine. Let us go a little further. Let's go a little further. Seder atifosai. Now, the way one makes atifas, now, the translation of atifa is, he's wrapped around with the talus. So, Seder atifosai, kederech bnei odom, shemiskasim b'chsusam, they're covering themselves with their baggage. Va'oiskim b'melachtam, they're doing work. Now, pomim b'kisi arosh, now in the wrapping around that the talus is surrounding him, covering him, sometimes his head is also covered, so the atifa includes the roish, that the roish is also covered. That means you have atifas haguf plus atifas arosh. Sometimes the aksus abeged is covering the goof and not the roish. So the oifen of how a talish should cover the person, the goof zicha has to be mechuse with the talis, and the roish, sometimes it's mechuse, sometimes it's not mechuse. V'nochain, and it is, that's the oifen Levishas Atalus. V'nochein, but it is preferable, she'echase roishoi betalus, he should make sure that he should cover his head with the talus. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Begilui ha'roish, that's sometimes, it can be gilui ha'roish, you don't have to cover your head with the talus. The af al gav dimevochinen lehis ate to wrap around. Kisi aguf lechudei haveitov. That what the goof is surrounded with a talus, that's also called itov. Vuhu ikar haitov. And that is the main itov. That means that is zicher itov, which is necessary, that the goof has to be mu'ter. For oivrei drochem, and people who are traveling, so what's in here, they're traveling, so perhaps they're between goyim, and, it's very, perhaps, uncomfortable, people will look at it, he's wearing a talis. Shemenichem a talis tshu mekupul, a mishal shalim, sovim tzavorom al kisveyim. So other people, they wear the talus like a scarf. They just put it around the neck, and it's surrounding the neck, and al kisveyim. And yaitzmi dechoyves tzitzis poter. That is not the oifen halavisha. That means the mitzvahs Tzitzis is to be a person that has to be ma'utav, but tzitzis he has to be wrapped around. Wrapping around is ituv aguf, is zicher, an ituv that's ma'akiv, that is necessary. The guf zich is to be wrapped around with the talus. That is, he said sometimes, the head is not likuva, but the guf zich likuva. So if I put it around my neck, I put it around my neck, so that is not the oifen of the kiyam ha-mitzvah. So al kaponim, this is negeya perhaps in Hilchah Shabbos, if a person wants to wear a talus on Shabbos and somehow he feels uncomfortable wearing a talus, so he's walking through Harlem, and he feels very uncomfortable, so we'll make it like a dust, like a scarf, and we'll put it on the dust, and it's cold and finished. So he should know he's being the Halo Shabbos, because that's not, he's not wearing the talus Derech Levisha. The Derech Levisha of a talus is it has to cover the goof. So it's called a Masi. We'll talk about that soon. We'll come about that soon. Now the Mechaber says, V'nochen shi'yechase roishoy betalus. It is preferable that one should cover his head. That means it's not le'ikuvah, but it's preferable. Why? Why is it preferable? She'kisui zeh machniya leiv ha'odom. That makes that the leiv ha'odom is has achno, he feels subordinate to the Rabbi Nishalel, to something and this brings Lidei Yira Shemaim. So we have to understand, perhaps this is something that we don't understand, but this is the school of the mitzvah. The school of the mitzvah is V'yisem Kedoshim Elokeichem. The mitzvah is Meisiv Kedusha on a person. It's also Meisiv Achno, that he's a nichna to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and that is accomplished if he covers his head with the talus. This brings the Lida Yira Shemayim. In Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach Kim Liyira, the Rebbeinu Shlom, that's the tachmas of the Avodas Adam. So that's why the Mechaber says that it's preferable to, we have here an opportunity to inject in the Odom Yerushalayim, so you should jump at the opportunity. Vayim betas, shedatoi, denochen, shloyose, rakoi, vakotin, shal, reishoi, veitat, vilavshu, mechasa, reish, Reishay batalus gamke. So the Taz says that even though his head is covered, he should wear a kapel also. The Kosav Abach, the Tzorich, Sheyatalis al Reishay mitchilas atzila atzeifa. That it is preferable that his head should be covered with the talus from the beginning of Shemayna Esrei till the end of Shemayna Esrei, he's Aymed Lufnei HaMelech, and this is preferable. Torah, it's more than preferable. It should be like that. Va'al koponim, yamit kach mutav lepochis tehil na'odam. So va'al koponim, the shir itav is a hiloch na'odam, so he should make sure for the shir of na'odam he should be mutav. Because of the Kavonis, Arizal Hoyamechasa Talis al Tfilin Shalosh, that Arizal covered the Tfilin Shalosh. Now he covered the Tfilin Shalosh, it was like a gag over the Tfilin, the Tfilin over here, and it was like a gag over it. So that means you can see the Tfilin, but it's being hovered over the Tfilin with the Talis. That was a minigari. Should not be completely covered. You should be able to see the tefillin, but on kaponim, it should be like a roof over the tefillin. Now, mishas atifeh, when a person makes atifeh, Machase Roishe Beatalis, Achi Yegia at Piz, Umach Schlich Kol Abba Tzitzios Lutzat Smeil Kde Hiluch Dalad Amis, Achakach Yosra Tiva Achi Shol Roishi Yenirik Tzat Bechenau, Yamit Kol Achas Me Tzitzis Al Mekoyma, Nisa Besiv Dalad, Zerl Hativi Shaitin Bo Lekul Alma. Now, let us, the lotion of the Mishnah Berurim, L'chayre, is misleading. I'd like to say over, in Shuvis Manhoges from Rav Sternbuch, he says, a Moshe Kezach, but it seems by him it's a Dover Poshet Miyot. I'd like to read what he said. This is on Chelek Beis, Simen Yot. And he says as follows, Roiv b'nei odom toyim, most of the people make a mistake, Roiv mis'atvin ke'aloche atifis yishme'ilam miyad la'acher ha'aloche. And they do not make a proper atifah. Shemedamin, they're under the impression, shekavona l'chaseis betalis, that the mechuvan is you should cover with the talis, ad l'mato me'hateh, you cover the talis goes to the mouth, under the mouth. Uche'ilu ha'yishmeilam holchuk yagam. Now we have here, the Mechaber gave a mushul. How do you make a tifa like the Yishmeilam? So, and the upshita she'enza a tifa. That's not a tifa. That's not how Yishmeilam went. V'kamo v'kamo pa'omim hizalti anoshim poi. Shaloi, now he says, Amura de Kizach, Shaloi rak shemevatli mitzvahs itov. He says, first of all, putting the talis kol here is not a kiyum of itov. See, he wasn't a kayim itov. El bishas itufam limikayim mitzvah klal. That means if it's you're covering your eyes and going through your mouth, you're not makayim any mitzvah. You weren't makayim the mitzvah yet. Because he says the Yishmaelim did not go blindfolded. The Yishmaelim, yeah, we'll see soon. Who have sick the Shehiya Bein Baruch El Kiyim HaMitzvahs. That means, so while I covered my eyes, it's up to my mouth. So he said, I didn't do anything yet. This is not Ituf. She made a Baruch. No. Okay, I didn't do anything yet. So that's one problem. But he says, but then there's a bigger problem. I didn't do the mitzvah yet. Then say, my yoga has the cholakim of the neodim basilk and the fecha yechsoyin. I say, so I didn't do the mitzvah. And I'm saying a whole bunch of psukim. So you say, you know what you did now? You made a bracha lebatola also. You made the bracha. You want to make the mitzvah of itov. And now you start saying, my yoga has the cholakim. Shame me, shemai. Sha'oz ha bracha lebatola mamish. Fine. So the MS, the Seder Ho'itub Shetzorech L'chalis L'chalis B'talas, that is true. The mouth should be covered. L'chein, but how do you do this? L'chein Ma'ver Atalas V'roishoy M'lamaylo Ad Ha'inayim Dafke L'ayat B'chlau. The top of the talus goes to the eyes, to here. So that means if the Tau goes to Yisum and Mela, now you can see where you're going. That's what the Yishmael of the world, they see where they're going. Avol achoytem v'inayim v'gulim. The eyes are open, you can breathe, you can see. V'zeh oifin ativish Yishmaelim, she'ein min yeh, she'ein yichim ha'kamp v'islamato, chak mishal shlim sovi v'atzavu v'peh ad roish choytmoy. That means that, so the talus is over here. Then this chalik of the talus, he goes like this. This chalik of the talus, he goes to, this chalik is covering, not the top. The top is till the eyes. And this chalik of the talus is covering his mouth till the nose. And that's, you look at that up, that's what they do. And then it goes over the shoulder. This is Atifish Yishmaelim. This is the proper Atifish Yishmaelim. Avoloi kol ha'loish atpid. V'ituf b'chaytmoy. Now, what did we accomplish with the ituf? Was an accomplishment over here. That means, kozman, I'm wearing the talis, so my goof is mechuse, perhaps my goof both the back, the front. But here I want to be mechasha a chelik over my mouth also. So this is, I'm going horizontally now, and I'm putting this chelik of the talus over my mouth through the nose. This is the ita yishmelik, I put it over the shoulder. And avoloi kol ha'roish atpiv. Vo'itu v'choytmoi ha'inesovet. This is, he's going horizontally. Avolochoytem gufa megulev. Ubezeh mekayim mitzvus itus betzitzus. Vehatam hadover shetzchich atife ki yishmeilem, haynu kedei shemitzvus tzitzus tatoif oisei legamri. That the beggar should completely wrap around him. So that's what we want to accomplish. If it's over here, so the chelik in front is covering the chelik in front, not completely. Here we want to b'shas the bracha to cover mamish this, the front chelik of the goof, and also the front chelik of the face till the nose covering the mouth. This is what we want to accomplish with the itof. V'anu noyigim kemoyhem betalish al mitzvah. I will call Hamoise for a person who wants to put it down. Gereya, maybe we day gichuch. Vaita vitalis, aynu lamaile, mechoyshe, adainayin. Vishuv ma'atev, ape adoresh, choytmoy, binkain, miyachim avochum, isata vitzitzis, mu'utif legamri, is completely wrapped around with the beggar. His head is covered. And his goof and his face is covered by the chelik of the talus that goes horizontally. Yeah. But ha'ma'atif ha'talus v'machas v'gam ha'inayim ha'chen yiroi yibitl b'kach goof ha'mitzvah s'itus. Yeah. So he says, that what it says, Ituf Yishma'elim is just giving us, not we want to emulate the Yishma'elim, no, no. We just want to give a mashul that the Mechumen is that the Akaponim for Hilach Daladamis, we want that he should be wrapped around with the talis, the front also. So how do you do it? So look at the Shemelim. That's only give us a dogma how to do it. Yeah. This chiluk ideas. If the left side, you have to put it over the shoulder or not. This chiluk ideas. No. Don't the kiss the tzitzis. That can be done later. Yeah, al kaponim. So now let's go a little further. So now let's see again. Now the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, the way he says, is very unclear. But God, I was this chalamayin, I davened by going with Rab Chaim Leib Kat Shlita. So Vashik, he puts on the talus. Vashik, he puts on the talus over here till here. He's smart. That's what he does. That's Al Kaponim. Okay, so now let's again Lashon Mishnah Berurah. The Lashon Mishnah Berurah is unclear. Bishas Hatif Mechas Haroishe Batalus Achi Yigiyah Atpiv. The Lashon would seem not like that. But Kabon, that's what he says. Amashu Kalal Betzitzia Islutzat Smail. So it seems that from the left side he also put on his left shoulder. Now, שמיישכם הטלס על עצמון עד שמגיע הרויש וחצי עורך הטלס בשעתם. The people that put the talus, and that means the head is in the middle of the, by the middle of the talus, the whole talus is covering them. Half of the talus is in front, half is in the back, the head is supporting it. She said, that's a wrong. Then in the I be my God. Mash me big mother, she boch me in a chasa reishe me talus atul utal metrocha. And this meaning we have also that the machine from the Gemara, a person who is not married does not cover his head with the talus. He does only a tipis aguf, not a tipis rosh.
To
the eyes.
The right side of
the
talus?
Yeah. And you put it, you pick it up and you put it...
All four corners
back. Yeah, well, the four corners, you have to take the left side also if you can have four corners.
That's right,
So then you do this.
Take four corners or no?
Well, he says four tzitzis, so l'chei take four corners. I mean... That's... L'chayr, it's on the left side.
Yeah?
Oh. The face?